Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have launched a new plan to restore happiness to the Spears family, torn apart by Grandpap's amnesia. They're hoping to induce the old fellow to fall in love with his wife, Charity, and marry her again. As we look in on a little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store and library. They're engaging in a little vocal work.
Come on now, Cedric. Just try it just once more now. We got to do better than this now if we're going to sing at the Ladies' Aid Bazaar Saturday night, Cedric.
Well, I'll get it.
Yeah.
We're going to sing Cut Down Old Pine Tree, or which one?
No, let's try that I Love Coffee, I Love Tea.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I like.
Yeah, that's a new song, you know. We want to be up to date and all that.
You want me to sing Al Torre?
Well, don't sing say Al Torre this time, Cedric. I believe you'll do better.
All right.
Now, here we go now. All right. One, two.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, sir?
Good. Say one for the money, two for the show.
Oh, for the land's sake. All right.
Can't start even.
All right. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. I love coffee. I love tea. But not as much as I love liberty. Miss my butter. Miss my ham. But not as much as I miss Uncle Sam. Crippy
Susannies
and Charlotte
Roosies. Well, who is Charlotte
Roosie? I don't know, Cedric.
Must be a Cherry Hill girl.
Must be. All right, come on.
Is she going to be at the bazaar?
She might be. I don't know.
Well, if she is, I'll sing good. I'll sing the level best.
Well, now, let's take it there from that Crepe Susannies again, Cedric.
This one.
Crepe Susannies and Charlotte Roosies. Have to wait until we cook Hitler's Roosies. We'll have coffee. We'll have tea. We'll deliver Hitler F.O.B.
Done good that time,
yes,
didn't
you? Yes, you did, Cedric.
I want to take up singing regular.
Well, now, Cedric, that last line there, that goes more like this. I love coffee. I love tea. But not as much as I...
For goodness sake, what's going on in here?
Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, howdy, Mr. Lum. We are singing. I don't know whether you could tell what we're doing or not.
Yeah, we was practicing up, Lum. See, me and Cedric, we're going to sing at the Ladies' Aid Bazaar Saturday night. Going to sing a quartet.
Are they having a bazaar again?
Yeah, oh, yeah, big affair. They're raising money for the Chinese War Relief, I believe it is. Come on, Cedric, let's run through it again for Lum now.
No, wait. You fellas will have to practice some other time. We got work to do.
Huh?
Yeah, you better run along, Cedric.
Oh, well, here then, Cedric, you better take the music and practice by yourself, I believe.
Yes, Mom, I will.
You need to practice more than I do anyways. Practice good
well,
now.
I'll practice myself to death. So long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric. Yeah, that boy.
Just over to Aunt Charity's place, Abner. Had a long talk with her.
Oh, did you tell her about our plan to get Grandpap to fall in love with her?
Yeah, at first she didn't much like the idea of trying to make herself look younger and all, but I finally talked her into it.
Well, good for you, Lum.
She said she'd do my nigh anything to get Grandpap back again.
Well.
Of course, she said she didn't know how to act young or be romantic or make sheep eyes or none of that stuff. Of
course not.
But I told her me and you'd figure all that out for her.
Me and you?
Yeah, I told her we'd make out a list of different stuff for her to do to win back Grandpap.
Well, law me, Lum, we don't know that stuff no better than she does.
Oh, yes, we do.
There
ain't nothing to it. Get a grocery order pad there. We'll make out a list of stuff right now.
All right, but I don't know what we'll write down on that.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get some stuff. I've done already studied up a couple of things. It ain't so hard.
I'd love to know what's all on there. All I know is just tell her to frizz her hair and put on artificial flavoring and coloring.
Well, I done told her that.
Oh.
Fact is, I'm trying to talk her into going into the county seat and having one of them regular beauty saloons work on her. But she thinks that's going a little too far.
Well, I believe that'd be about the best idea at that moment.
Oh, ain't no doubts about it. Just going to be a little more talking to convince her, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come on, we make out a list, and then she can look at the list and find out what to do.
Yeah, well, I'm all ready. You're the one that claims to know what to put down. I don't.
Well, I was just thinking, coming over here, the first thing is to be a clinging vine type.
Huh?
Write that down. Be a clinging vine type.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, you know, act sort of helpless. Act like she has to depend on Grandpa for everything. Can't do nothing herself.
Sort of crippled up, huh?
No, just don't hardly know how to do nothing. Ain't got brains enough, I reckon.
Well, law me, law, no feller's going to want a woman like that.
Well, no, not when he's in his right mind, he wouldn't. But you see, when a feller gets around women, he most generally ain't in his right mind.
Huh?
Well, I recollect one time before you and Elizabeth was married, you went to some picnic, and she sort of had her eye on you, so she acted like she couldn't lift her lunch basket, so natural you carried it for her.
I done that?
Yes, sir. Then she acted like she couldn't dish up the potato salad or pour the coffee or cut the cake. And she had you doing all that stuff for her. And you loved it, too. I recollect that. Thought you was a big, strong man, all that junk.
I never done no such a thing.
You did, too.
I never done it.
I recollect it just as plain as if it was yesterday.
Oh, prettily.
Well, put that down anyway, because I know it worked.
Well, I'll put it down, but I know I never dished out no potato salad. I know that. Never done a woman's work.
That's the next thing is dropping of the handkerchief.
Oh, they going to play that, huh?
Oh, wait, no, it ain't a game. They just drop it, you know. Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpa. Don't let him know what we're doing.
Oh, no, doggy, that ruin everything. I'll put this away right now.
Howdy,
Buster. Come on in.
Hey, I believe I forgot to thank you fellas for getting me out of jail yesterday.
Oh, not at all. Proud to do it for you.
Sure, that wasn't nothing.
No.
Just had to explain to Uncle Henry, the town marshal, that he'd made a mistake with all.
Sure.
You ought not to have told him to arrest Milford Spears in the first place.
Why, no. You see, you look so much like yourself, or I mean, like Milford Spears and Uncle Henry couldn't tell you apart, Buster.
Well, I just got so sick of having that Spears feller going around imitating me, I just had to do something. I'm going to run him out of town if it's the last thing I ever do.
Now, Buster, that ain't no way to talk.
No, you oughtn't to feel that way about somebody you never even met.
Of course not.
For all you know, he might be your best friend. You ought to drop around to the Spears' place and get better acquainted there.
Yeah, you love Aunt Charity. She's a clinging vine type. Well, you said she was supposed to be a
clinging. She's not only a clinging vine type, she's a little touched in the head, too, if you want my opinion.
She ain't no such a thing.
Of course she ain't. She's a nice lady.
Yes, she is.
You ought to try to get a date with her and take her somewhere.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Buster?
No, sir, not me. She's touched, I tell you. Besides, I don't want to have nothing to do with that pigeon-toed Spears family.
Now, Buster, that ain't no nice way to talk, and you know it.
Of course it ain't. You ought to at least give them a chance to show what kind of folks they are before you take this altitude towards them.
Why, sure.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Why, of course we're right. And I think it'd do you a heap of good to get yourself a date, too. And you wouldn't be feeling so lonesome around here all the time.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe you're right. I wouldn't know whereabouts to take no woman for a date, too, no way.
Well, let's see now. Where could you go?
Wait a minute. Where did you say that ladies' aid bazaar was, Abner?
Oh, that's Saturday night.
Well, that's it right there.
Huh?
Grant or Buster, get yourself a date for the bazaar.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do, yeah.
Reckon I ought to, sure enough?
Why, yeah. Now, you'll have yourself a good time. And you'll find out that the Spearses ain't such bad folks after all, neither.
Well, I'll try it once. I might enjoy it, I don't know.
Oh, you'll enjoy it something wonderful. We have an awful lot of fun around them things. I tell you, why don't you call up right now? You can use our telephone there.
No, I'll go somewhere where they got more of a private telephone, where I can be alone by myself.
Oh, well, me and Lom ain't going to listen.
And I can't stand having nobody around when I'm telephoning.
Oh.
Well, here. Me and Abner will go back in the feed room. You can have the whole store and phone to yourself.
Yeah. How about that, Buster?
Well, yeah, I reckon that'd be all right.
All right, Douglas, come on, Lum. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, we just turn it over to you.
Yeah, let us know when you're done calling now, Buster.
Yeah, I will.
Douglas, I never thought we'd talk him into that, Lum.
Neither. There's a mixed-up situation if I ever heard one.
Huh?
Here's a feller calling up his own wife for a date, and he thinks she's the sister of another feller that's actually self, and he don't know it.
Oh, well, that amnesia does some cuter things.
Did you bring that grocery pad with you?
Huh?
One we was writing down that list for Aunt Charity on.
Oh, yeah. I slipped it right in my pocket when Grandpap come in there.
Well, good. We better get that finished so Aunt Charity can start practicing them things for Saturday night.
Yeah. Let's see now. Yeah, the last thing here was dropping of the handkerchief.
Oh, yeah. All right, next put down...
Now, Lum, what does she drop her handkerchief for? Don't she like it or something?
No, that's just to get Grandpap to pick it up for her.
Pick it up?
Yeah. You saw him do that in shows and stuff. Act sort of coy and drop their handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Next put down, believe all stories he tells about himself, no matter how exactly.
Oh, wait a minute, not too fast. Wait a minute, not too fast now. Believe all stories he tells about himself, no matter how exaggerated.
Mind out, Emmett. Here he comes.
Huh?
He must be done
for me. Oh, he's a fast worker once he gets started, Emmett.
Well, I got it all fixed up, fellas. I'll find out more about that Spears outfit now.
Doggie's good for you, Buster.
Yeah, I got myself a pretty good date, too, I believe.
Why, sure you have the best.
I don't know if them Hartley sisters would accept or not, but they done it.
The Hartley sisters?
Yeah, you know, them two women that just moved into the boarding house over there. Come from Oklahoma.
How?
Well, wait a minute. You mean you asked them to go to the bazaar?
Yeah, making it a double date, though.
A double date?
Yeah, I've got one of them for me and the other one for Milford Spears. That'll give me a good chance to get acquainted with that fella.